the living and armed. The hills my brothers and I created never vanished, and it took years to discover how the world worked. We could look at a tree of blackbirds and tell you how many were there. But with the scrap dealer, our math was always off. Weeks of lifting and grunting never added up to much, but we couldn't stop believing in iron. Abandoned trucks and cars were held to the ground by thick, nostalgic fingers of vines strong as a dozen sharecroppers. We'd return with our wheelbarrow groaning under a new load, yet tiger lilies never lived better in their languid August domain. Among paper and coke bottles, foundry smoke erased sunsets, and we couldn't believe iron left men bent so close to the earth as if the ore under their breath weighed down the gray sky. Sometimes I dreamt how our hills washed into a sea of metal, how it all became an anchor for a warship, a bomber, out over trees with blooms too red to look at.